BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Four Lepers.
The king of Syria invaded Israel, and his army surrounded Samaria. They set up camp just outside the city walls and cut off all supplies going into the city. Eventually, there was no food, and the people started to starve. It was so bad that a donkey's head sold for 2 pounds of silver, and a small bowl of dove droppings sold for 2 ounces of silver. The king yelled at the prophet, "You said all of this trouble is from God, so why should I serve him if he acts like this?" Elisha said, "I have a message from God. He said this disaster is almost over. Tomorrow at this time, people will buy a sack of fine flour for a few coins. They'll buy a large sack of barley for the same price." The king's chief advisor said, "Impossible! We couldn't have that much food around here even if God opened up the windows of heaven." The man of God looked at him. "You'll see it with your own eyes, but you won't eat any of it." During the night, the Syrian army heard a loud noise like a large army marching towards them. The noise got louder and sounded like the army had many horses and chariots. The Syrian soldiers thought Israel had hired other nations to come and help them. They yelled, "Let's get out of here!" They got up and ran away, leaving everything behind. And then it was quiet again. Before light the next morning, 4 lepers were sitting just outside the city gates. One of them said to the others, "Why are we just sitting here slowly dying of hunger? Let's go into the Syrian camp. If they kill us, well, we're about to die anyway. But maybe they'll have pity on us and give us food." So the 4 men got up and walked towards the camp, not knowing it was empty. They went into the first tent and found food, gold, silver, and expensive clothes. The first thing they did was eat the food. They then took the other things away and hid them. They went back and hid what they found in the second tent. Finally, they said, "What we're doing isn't right. People are dying of hunger on the other side of the wall. God will punish us if we don't tell them about this." So they went to the city gate and yelled to the gatekeeper, telling him exactly what they found. When the king heard this, he thought it was a trap. He said, "The Syrian army is hiding out of sight, waiting for us to come out of the city." So he sent a few soldiers to scout out the land. The men found the route the Syrians had taken. It was full of clothes and equipment the army had thrown away so they could run faster. The soldiers went back and told the king what they had found. With that, people flooded out of the city to raid the Syrian camp. The price of food immediately dropped. The king gave his chief advisor the job of crowd control at the gate. Soon he was trampled to death. All of this fulfilled what the prophet had said.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.